Blog Talk Radio. Hi all, and welcome to Cosmic Voice again this Thursday. Hopefully the sound's better than last week, and we're going to have an interesting show. Lots going on, and here's the man to tell you all about it. Hi, Drake.
Hello.
Interesting
week. What do you think's going to happen? You think the world's going to end or what?
It looks that way. All the doom and gloomers with their blood moons and the Vatican and whatnot.
Well, I did a thing on blood moons. I looked it up, and it gets interesting in terms of what everybody's got to say about it. Basically, it's an alignment of Mars, Earth, and the Sun. A lot of people are not familiar with the parameters of that, so I'm going to explain it just a hair so everybody can get a little picture. Everybody knows about the tides when the moon goes by, right? Well, there's a problem with this. They left the moon out of it. The thing that's actually turning blood red and going to scare everybody to death got left out of the picture. And I thought that was just amazing that somebody would forget that, you know, you got to have it all in there. Now, there's a couple of things people need to know. Number one, you have 3, and you have 8, and that's 24. Now, if you got 4 and 8, that's 32. Now, 24 is the hours in the day. 32 happens to be a degree in masonry. You add the two together, what do you get? You get a descending number. You get 6, and then you get 5. What happens when you marry them two up? What do you get? 11. What does 11 mean? Leavening, meaning it's the same thing that separates your bread and makes it puff up. That's that bacteria that you run around and throw in stuff to make your biscuits stand up like they're real men and all that. The thing about this is that there are a variety of things mentioned here. Gematria does play a part, which I studied extensively. The other part is the understanding of certain instances of absolute truth, undeniable, both scientific and spiritual, that are included in the Bible and other works, such as the Torah, the Koran. Yeah, that's right. It's all in there. Isn't that interesting that it would all be in there? All right, I'll tell you what. Think about this then. When the moon passes by certain portions of the anatomy of the planet, you get attractions. Actually, it's a negation of the gravitational force to an extent where the oceans rise. It's called high tide and all that stuff. You all probably familiar with some of that. If you're not, look it up. So, what happens when you align 3 major bodies? Well, a lot of people are familiar with long chain molecules. They've heard that term described as carbonics. You know, that nasty stuff in gas that kills everybody. Not unlike the chemtrails, a little different long chain molecule. This is where you take several different things, put them together to an end result. Okay, now, that can be in chemistry. Different kinds of bonds between them and or electrical components and or general overall distaste. And you know what a distaste is? I'll give you a long-chain molecule. Ever smell a skunk? Now you know what a long-chain molecule smells like. Okay, this is stinky as that. Reason being is it's got a combination of sciences in it. The combination goes to astrophysics. It goes into weak and strong force gravitational components, and it goes into stellar alignments, and this is all science now. Then you get into astrology. Ooh, now the Vatican. Ha ha! I'm gonna throw her in there too. We have been hearing a whole bunch of things about all this and all that, and things are going to pop, and oh my goodness, we're all going to die. Well, not quite. Here's what this means. You're familiar with the Mayan calendar. Ooh, everybody heard about that. Ooh. What happens when you get to the Mayan calendar? 12/21/12? What is that? You got to understand your numerics. And you also have to know certain call signs. 21 and 12 are a mirror of the same number, each equal to 3. Now, 3 is a prime, and it's also a perfect number. There's a lot of things that goes into this. when you end up with a trinary configuration, and they're leaving the moon out of it, I don't know why, but they did. When you get into a specific trinary configuration, and that trinary configuration portends itself on a physical basis in science, one all aligned with all the others, you get extraordinary forces involved. No, the Earth is not going to pop like a big zit. Forget that stuff. There's very little destruction of any kind involved in this, except for some things that we don't like anyway. Now, I want everybody to get their head around that and think about it very closely. This is not going to be one of your average shows. You're going to have a lot of information to digest. I fully and absolutely recommend that you listen to it a couple of three, four times if you ain't into science. Keep a dictionary handy and make sure that you're ready to pause that sucker so you can, what did he just say? Where's that in a... I got to look that up online. It ain't even in my dictionary. Uh-huh. Well, here's what happens. As everybody knows, or should, the sun is a an interesting component of the stellar atmosphere, let's say. in that it is actually a precursor to what we would call a black hole. Reason it ain't a black hole is because it's balanced. Its output, its input, and its configuration is such that it's stable. It's going to stay that way for a long time. Sun ain't going nowhere. Ooh, the sun will be blacked out. Really? That means something big enough to block all of the sun to the planet Earth is supposed to get between us and the sun. I don't know nothing that big. That if it didn't get, if it got that close to Earth, we wouldn't have real serious problems other than just not having a whole lot of sunlight. So, it ain't happening. Number two, you're going to hear a lot of folk tales about a whole lot of fun and games. A lot of people would look at this as the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, that's in there. Believe it or not, it's actually mentioned in the Bible. certain portions of Revelation talk about the undead coming back and munching on all of us. I think that's primarily what the idea was. They didn't really say it that way, but that's pretty close. No, that ain't going to happen either. Well, I'm going to run through all the nightmares. So, you got the alignment. When you line up magnets, it increases the pull of the force involved by X amount, specifically if these things are at what is called optimal attraction. Now, what optimal attraction does is where you get the magnetic fields lined up in a certain specific manner where the pull is maximum between each other. When you line that up, then you get effects. Some of those, one of those effects is similar to what is used in high-frequency transmissions. When you use high-frequency, the actual signal and current do not flow through the middle of the wire. It can't. Too much resistance. Too much of a headwind. What it does is it creates a static field on the outside of the wire and travels that way. Why? Several different reasons. One, a whole lot less headwind. Number two, it can actually accelerate itself. That's called harmonics. And yes, your cable companies and people like that do use it. However, in this particular case, it goes a little better than that. Instead of using simple old electricity, we're playing with gravitational forces. That's only part of it. Then you get a little thing called the solar wind. This is the expulsion of a combination of charges, energies, waves, and particles from our dear old beloved sun. Now, as everybody knows, we've got a magnetosphere. That's a bubble of magnetic force around the planet, just to clarify that, that protects us from coronal mass ejections. That's what happens when the sun cuts a fart or burps real loud and it shoots all kind of nasty little boogers at us. The movie 2012, where the whole planet come to an end, Harrelson explains it as certain types of particles heating up the core of the Earth and destabilizing it. Forget it. It's another wives' tale. We got enough fairy tales in this thing to write several books. But what does happen is that the conductance of certain harmonics of the pull involved, the frequency at which it pulls, and the life energies involved. Everybody kind of overlooks that. Now, in life energies, you've got a real problem. There's a thing called a soul pattern. It is what gives you your fingerprints. It's what the Creator uses to produce us, basically. And I'm being real light with this. I'm not going to get into the real heavy of it, simply because most people wouldn't get it. But under a nuclear explosion, that thing gets scattered. Now, if you just get hit by an artillery shell, it makes a mess. I mean, generally a whole lot of hamburger all over the place. And that's one portion of scattering. Well, if your life force was scattered in a similar manner, you get the idea as to what happens to a soul pattern. That's you, your identity, the hierarchy, the controlling factor, the personality of the individual that controls the life force and can connect spiritually. That's what that is. You want to get into the fun of it, you go look it up. Anyway, within this thing, you have harmonics, both internal and external. You're going to create, basically, sort of a conduit of conduction. You got internal and external, intermediate, those three. Fairly simple in some ways. However, average, and this is going to blow your mind, a broadcast signal for TV contains between 17 and 28,000 components. TV is rather simple. Okay, now let's take it up a step or two. You can take those numbers, double them and triple them at minimum. Now I'm talking minimum. Then you're getting into the hierarchy realm of natural harmonics, creational forces, things of that nature. Not simple subjects. But anyway, so we got Mars, Earth, and Sun lining up. So the thing you have to look at is a combination of things. You get the sun pumping out all this stuff all the time. It's how you get warm during the day, how you get sunburnt. You get the Earth with its protective shield of magnetosphere to make sure that these little long shot, you know, 3-point attempts don't actually blow us out of the water. In other words, we're here to win the game according to the Creator. So this puts us in the into the other part, and the other part gets funny. And what's funny about it is that you have, as I said, three conduits or conduction areas, 1, 2, and 3. One is the one that comes right directly at us and nothing stops it or slows it down. Second one is a sort of a sleeve over that one. In other words, it would be somewhere around 5,000 to 8,000 feet if you measured the height from planet surface. The third one actually goes out past the magnetosphere. Now, this alignment can, does not always, but can screw things up to include volcanics. It can cause things to move around it that normally wouldn't. Grids, communications, all this stuff can be subject to this, depending on the harmonic level. Now, everybody knows about the transition. Everybody's supposed to. Anyway, if you don't, you need to look that one up. The transition is where we are supposed to go from what we are to a whole lot better, where the world and everything in it changes. And where man can take a small step in his own right and a huge step for all of mankind. Now, here's how that works. This goes to intent and purpose, and this is being interjected in between us. I got more science coming at you. Intent and purpose. You have to decide whether or not you think little kids are neat. Now, it don't matter if they're yours or not. They're neat. Pretty cool that a little junior whatever can come up with the ideas And parents just love this. All of a sudden, you're dealing with a person. But you used to be my little girl. Not no more. If you ain't had kids, enjoy. Now, if you have had kids, they never quite get over the brain damage that they're born with. Brain damage is very simply defined as, you tell a kid, don't do that, I'm going to hurt you. And whatever it is, it's painful to the adult to the point where they would actually smack somebody to make it quit. Or they're tearing something up you might have to pay for, whatever the deal might be. A couple minutes later, they're doing it again, so you thump them, you nick them on the head a little bit, give them a little thump. Oh, what'd you hit me for? I said, hey, I told you not to do that, or I was going to hit you. But, well, don't do it no more. I hit you harder. You understand? Quit it. What did you hit me for? I understand. Come on now. Animals ain't that dumb, but brain damage precludes sensibility. Ask a teenager about their raging hormones. I used to tell my kids, I said, I understand that you're all screwed up, and I make allowances for that. And they said, what do you mean? I said, well, you got raging hormones, and you're brain damaged. You add those two together, and you're totally insane for a little bit, period of time. Anybody hadn't been around teenagers? I suggest you go buddy up to some. Hoo-hoo, mercy, sweet sakes. Are you in for a charge? Or have some yourself, preferably more than one. Now, a family, and by definition, contains more than one child. Family, by definition, means that it is a unit. And the problem is that if you only got one kid, you know who did it. If you got two, they both go, I don't know. And they look at the dog. He did it. Brain damage. Okay, now back to the sciences. In terms of intent and purpose, most people that listen to this show have pretty good ideologies as to the general direction that they need. They think they should be leaning towards. Some are more active than others. Some don't say nothing at all. They just listen. The fun begins that now you ain't got no choice. And it ain't me saying that. This has been predicated for about a little over 300,000 years. Yeah, that's when this stuff started. And yes, there is evidence that we did have civilizations at least as advanced or more so than ours on this planet that long ago. You don't like it, that can't help you. You have to look it up like I did. It took me 3 years to find the last part of the evidence I was looking for, but it's there. You have to get into all kind of fun and games. The crux of it is this. The idea that we were put here for some kind of purpose is a nice little mystery everybody gets to fool with. Most people don't have the qualifications to discern it for themselves, usually. Now, I say most people because the general population is still sleepy. So, waking them up from the nap is going to be a thump. Now, here's the deal. The ideology of purpose is this. Be, in whatever state you find yourself, to your maximum, greatest, best you can be. Be all you can be. Well, this is more than that. This is going beyond yourself to the extent where you extend yourself far enough that other people pick up on it, learn from it, and actually implement parts of it. It's a beautiful thing to see somebody else succeed. I learned that from you. Every once in a while, that's the greatest tribute anybody can get. I learned something from you. You learned something from me. I actually was, you mean in all my crazy life you found something that was of value enough that you adopted it and it works? Oh, yeah, man, it's cool. And I, you know, they just go nuts over this stuff. Your purpose is to be that. Now, the Creator says we're supposed to survive, so forget all this happy horse manure about destruction. That's first. Now, here's the second part of this same thing. You have been adulterated. By that, I mean that you've been polluted. And it goes to a... It goes to a twisty little funny-looking wormy thing. People call it DNA. Those are the letters of a rather extensive scientific term that I won't try to pronounce because my hillbilly background precludes certain things. I'll put it that way. The fun about it is this. you have up to 12 strands. You only see two when you look at it. However, it depends on how you look at it. They have found recently, and they're beginning to find more as they get into the harmonics of being able to use energy detection, that you've got a third strand that's fairly active. That third strand activation is something you should strive for and try to do. And it's not easy. It's discomforting in some ways because it changes your capability of perception to a point where things change as you'd be looking at something and it'd change into other configurations. Might be the same, might be a doorway, same old doorway, but it changes this configuration. Maybe it'll work sideways this time. I mean, you know, pick something. And the fun part about it is that as a person begins to realize these things, they also begin to understand that there's a lot more to you than what you've been led to believe. The fun part of it is that as you actively seek to be this greater person, you have a tendency to energize that third strand and bring it into realization, into actuality, reality. It gives you special abilities. You'll know things before they happen. You'll be able to perceive things like you've never perceived them before. You will not be able to go back. That's the neat part. It's permanent. You done made the switch. When you flip the switch, in this case, it locks in. What happens is this. You become capable. You don't just do it and then you're there. You become capable of being more than you can possibly imagine to be. But as you strive towards the perfection, as it states in the books, and I mean all of them state this, then you start realizing, well, let's see, if I change this, what happens over there? If I do this, maybe this will change this way. And you finally start getting a picture that, my goodness, I might be in charge after all. Interesting. Your purpose. Our purpose is to be all we can be, not just to ourselves, but to everybody else. This is that love and light that everybody talks about on all these other places that you can go to learn about this stuff. Then you got the other part, intent. What's your intent? What do you see as being something worth seeking out? And to what extent do you intend to go with that? There's a whole bunch in there. Let's look at it this way. Most people want to have a reasonable life, not have to be hustling all their days just to survive. So where does that leave us? You decide your intent and purpose. Your purpose should be to strive for. That is a decision to take action on what you know. Oh, and yeah, by the way, forgot to tell you, what I'm telling you, you're responsible for. Oops. Whoops. You better reread this. You better listen to it several times. You better get this down. It is important. It do mean what it says. There is no fudge on it. It's sort of like some cosmic laws. Love thy neighbor as thyself. Let's see here. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. If you can brighten somebody's day to help somebody up, not give them a hand out, but a hand up. If you can make a change in your life that affects others, specifically your family, specifically people you know. Maybe you might find that you ain't had a lot of friends, but all of a sudden you got some. And people have become interested. How is it you managed to do that like that? Or whatever it may be. So, this is being. This is becoming you. The intent. What do you want? This is a total decision on your part. Love of money is the root of all evil. And we got a whole bunch of them things in about every elected office and finance center you got. Everybody knows this. You're aware of people wanting to say, I don't care. Doesn't matter what the law says. You're done. What do you do with that? Well, that's man's attempt to be better than what God says we can be in our own way. We're trying to outthink the Creator. It's called philosophy. Ooh, that means if I got an idea that fits everything, it must be right, even if it's contrary to everything else. Oops. Well, people want a guidepost, and the guidepost is simple. The Creator, in his or her great wisdom, plugged our butts in along with our heads. And it works like this. When you was a kid, you were told about a conscience. You were told that you automatically knew right from wrong. You had already been instructed that certain things were right and certain things wasn't. Then you get on, that's on both ends of this scale. Now, in between, you get this gray mess. It's called life. It's generally screwed up, sticks to your fingers, and it's a lot of fun to play with and all that. It's kind of like silly putty with glue in it or something. However, because we're adults, we have gotten away from listening to our conscience. And we have gotten to a point where you're more concerned about making sure that you can survive. This is done on purpose. Than survive in style. Now, would you like to survive in style? I'm sure a lot of people would. A lot of people like just to have the security of knowing that their house is paid for, that their job ain't going somewhere, and all this other happy, simple things. So where does that leave us? That leaves us with one simple statement, and it's a two-way statement. Don't misunderstand me. You are exactly where you have decided to be. You decided your intent of going to a certain point or a certain place, and that's where you're at. Now, purpose. The purposeful part is you have decided how you're going to be. That's right. Most of it is a conscious decision. A lot of it is not. Your subconscious tells you to go towards the goal that you have stipulated to your subconscious that you want to attain. You don't go no further. You don't sidestep. You go to that, and that's it. You stop there. Now, if you're a laborer and you start becoming a skilled laborer, you want that raise. The only way you can do this is prove that you're more than what you were. And until your mind is shut up, I'm going places. Now, it's hard to go someplace without your mind. That usually brings about some severe headaches and whatnot. So you're going there together. What you got to do is you have to change your mind. You've heard in the Gospels about put off the old man, put on the new. What does that really mean? How is that done? Okay, very simple. As you practice principle, you adopt that principle as a manner and way of life. Period. No ifs, no fudge, no ands, no questions. The secondary part of that goes to being able to understand that you can program your subconscious mind to a little thing called no limits, no boundaries. You can, the sky is the limit. Well, how high is the sky? Why is the sky blue? I mean, there's a lot of questions kids come up with that are really, really insightful. And when you learn how to express yourself to the innocence, but very incisive, very direct, and very absolute questions of that nature, and really give the kid an honest answer, then you know. Okay, so how do you know? To be totally and fully honest with a child. Well, children are supposed to be innocent, and they are until such time as an adult teaches them otherwise. They're not prejudiced. They don't care about this. They don't care about that. They don't go out of their way to cause problems between each other and a whole nine yards. Get along fabulously until someone shows them different. Very simple. And this has been proven. There's a lot of studies on this. That's one of the great psychological experiments in the age of the 60s, where they decided to really do a study and find out just exactly what the deal was. And they took 11 kids of different nationalities, belief systems, etc., and put them together. The parents had to abide by non-instruction. In other words, You're not allowed to freak out. No matter how bad a spider scares you, you're not allowed to scream and freak out and go nuts. Why? Because you teach the child to be afraid of spiders. Teach them no fear. Why? What's God, what does the Creator say? Have no fear, because I am here. You and me in any situation makes a majority. And if you decide something absolutely, I'll back you up with all the power of creation. Now, you think about that very closely, okay? If an entity can create us and everything that we got and have a part in all of it, that's pretty powerful. You want to plug into the main battery? There you go. Now you know how. Okay, so we've got intent and purpose established. Now we get into the fun and games part. And this is really fun. You're going to love this. Rise of the Blood Moons. And this is from a publication that I picked up on the internet. And you're going to like it. Rare alignments of Mars, Earth, and Sun associated with major religious events begin this week. Next week begins the start of the Tetrad, a series of lunar eclipses. The four blood-red moons are followed by six full moons. Four and six is what? Ten? Uh-huh. The cycle finishes at the end of September 2015. Ooh, it coincides with an alignment of Earth, Mars, and the Sun. The chance alignment has only happened three times in the last 500 years. Some Christians believe that the Tetrad is a signal. The end of the world is near. Ooh. And significant religious events are also involved in all this. You can get into a whole lot of fun and games in terms of different things. John Hagee, a Christian pastor, wrote a book, Tetrad, the Four Blood Moons, Something is About to Change. Yeah, you got part of it right. Now, what is really fun is it is an octad, maybe, not a tetrad. This is the tet. We're going through number two. Number one had the same thing. So now we got some interesting stuff going on. If you go back in time, you'll find that these things have some basis in fact. I'm not going to say they're absolutely factual because they ain't. Reason being is that certain people don't understand how to explain or present true prophecy. That is a great problem with a bunch of people I've run across. End of the world. Nope. The sun shall be turned into darkness. Well, yeah. And the moon into blood before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Ooh. What does this mean? That we're all supposed to fall down and worship somebody that may or may not exist according to certain things and certain people? Or does it mean that we should take a look at what it really does? Now, you've got a bunch of coinciding dates. The first of the blood moons will happen on April 15th, right in the middle of the Jewish holiday of Passover. Anybody know what Passover means? Most people don't have a clue. We're going to go back into some history. If you haven't seen the movie Moses, you've got no idea. There was plagues in Egypt when Moses said he told the Pharaoh to let my people go. All their songs and movies and all kind of fun games about that. However, Passover. This was stipulated by Joshua, if I remember correctly, to Moses that they needed to make preparation of and for Passover. Now, Passover is interesting. What they did was they had death as one of the plagues. Firstborn of each is to die, if you remember correctly. Well, what did they put over their doors, the lintel of their doors, to protect their house? Now, you don't know what a house is. That's the family, not as such the structure. But the structure can be assimilated as the house. And what they put on there was a little cute little herb called hyssop or hyssop, depending on which way you feel like you want to pronounce that. They made a heavy tea out of it, put it over all the lintels and the doors, and none who had such a Passover ceremony completed upon their house was affected by death. Death went by. Now, I've told people that hyssop or hyssop is benefactal to your physical condition. I'm going to tell you that it might go a little deeper than what everybody thinks. I use it in my coffee all the time. If you make tea, put it in your tea. Figure out some kind of a drink that you can add that to, I would suggest. If it'll make death go past your door, it might be worth the trouble, you know. Now, this is Passover, okay. The final one happens during the Feast of the Tabernacles. Oh, boy. So you got all these things going on. You're going to find that these things become more dramatic as time goes on. Let me see here now. Everybody's saying, what a load of garbage. What kind of horse hockey is this? You people are insane. But then again, you also got believers out there who say, well, this is absolute. It's got to be. The Word of God says so. Well, you got to be careful about that, and I'm going to explain that in a minute when we get into the church bit. And yes, the church is partially guilty of a whole bunch of things. Oops. Come on, computer, catch up. There we go. Clunk. I found three different links. Apocalypse Now. Ooh. Why a rare astrological event last night could herald the end of days. If you're feeling sort out of sorts today, don't worry. It's just you. I love the way this guy presents things. Now, they're talking about four and only four blood moons. It is beyond me why people did not notice that there's eight. Now, I'll tell you why. Four is a transitional number. It does not mean the end. That's not quite correct. There's other numbers that mean the end. First tetrad since the Middle Ages in 1493. Interesting. We get into a whole bunch of things. Let's see here. They say that the tetrads is variable over time. The frequency of them is variable. Well, it's not exactly the way it is. We are variable. We're the ones that move around. Let's see here. Okay, according to the Bible prophecy, the world is about to change dramatically. This is true. Now, everybody likes to think about the transition, return of Jesus Christ, and God's gonna come down and set things straight, and all this other stuff. Well, that's all well and good, except there's some problems with that. Number one is that this is prophecy. And I told you, and I'll tell you again, there's a problem with the prophecy. And it doesn't have anything to do with anything other than the problem that people have in terms of understanding what they're dealing with. Let's see if this one's got the information I was looking for. I'll load up. Come on now. Yeah. Earth sky explains things very nicely. It's earthsky.org. Lunar triad, what four total lunar eclipses is now, begins on the night of April 14th, 15th. People are calling it a blood moon eclipse. Here's why. It turns red. Why? Well, that's called a refraction of light. Now, anybody who doesn't understand colors and the spectrum, red is one of the lower colors. That's why they call it infrared when it's heat. You see your electric stove light kind of try to light up a little bit, and there you go. So The problem starts in that this is not the first time this has happened, and you only have four in consideration. Now, four, like I said, that's a transitional number. There's a difference between transition and something that actually has more of an effect than a transition. Part of the message is transition. That's one. Now, these things are listed, in case somebody don't know, on the Mayan calendar very accurately, right down to almost the time of day, within, I think, it's about an hour, give or take. That's pretty good for somebody that did something 9,000 years ago. Yeah, I know. Well, they didn't exist 9,000 years. Yeah, right. You better look it up. You better find it. You better find out that there was a lot of teachers that went running around for several hundred years. I know everybody says, no, people don't live several hundred years. Well, that ain't what the Bible says. It says people had 900 years. Oh, my goodness. That kind of messed that up. Well, they're beginning to find out that a lot of the stuff recorded biblically, in some cases, is extraordinarily accurate. And biblical prophecy. And the first thing this guy states is that Hagee, we're not experts on prophecy of any kind, but we'll tell you what we know about the new definition for blood moon that has raised so many questions recently. Christian pastors, here you go. The tetrad force of total lunar eclipses, no partial lunar eclipses in between, each of which is separated by six lunar months, six full moons. It runs through 2014, 2015. Now, I've stipulated a couple of things about what's happening, and a lot of people ain't getting it. One of the things that's happening is that we're getting ready to go through a transition. I've explained some of it and tried to describe some of it. Some of the biblical prophecy is accurate but misplaced. A glowing white countenance, feet like unto brass. I mean, you physically become pretty much indestructible. Oh, interesting, huh? That is the description of primarily a warrior rather than a individual. You're going to change, but it ain't going to be that drastic. You're not going to look like the pictures of Jesus Christ that hang on all them walls all over the place. You're going to look pretty much like you. Might be a little taller, a little thinner. There's some other things that you'll find out the hard way about as soon as you start thinking about it. Because all of a sudden you're going to experience some things that you didn't think was possible. Now, the moon is supposed to turn blood red before the end times. Now, I've described some things about ends and endings and beginnings. I will tell you to refer to aloha, means both hello and goodbye. Now, unless there is an absolute stoppage, no second heaven and earth, no second temple, no none of that, just done. They flip the switch and the lights go out. If you don't have that level, then it ain't an ending. End of days. Well, what kind of days are we in? A lot of them suck pretty bad for a whole lot of people. We got a government that sucks enough canal water to fill the Pacific Ocean, in my opinion. We got politicians that say, oh, I'm righteous. I'm so righteous that, well, I can't help it if I had a few little sexual escapades outside my family. And, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to steal all that money. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, where's the righteousness? Well, the controls involved in holding a public office, the constraints put upon an individual are such that you ain't got much choice but to go along to get along. And do you want to get along? Well, yeah, I got to have at least three or four terms to get my job done, really. Some people have been in there way too long. Once was more than it never should have happened. But you got these interesting things. end of day, end times. Now, there we got, we ended days and time, both at the same time. Okay, well, here's how this works. Everybody knows about the polar flip, where the North Pole goes to the South, South Pole goes to the North, and it screws everything up, supposedly. Problem is that this has happened several times in our recent past, and I do mean fairly recent, and nothing much changed other than if you had a compass, you'd get kind of confused. Now, I want everybody to, you know, get your head around that, because that's basically the fact of it. You're not going to, the world ain't coming to an end. End times, that means time is going to change. End of days means that our days are going to change because we equate a day to a certain amount of time. Begin to get the picture? We got some things that are going to change. Fundamentally, the very basis of our understanding is going to change. The sun will be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the great and dreadful day of the Lord comes. Well, whoopee. It describes both the total lunar eclipse and total solar eclipse and total lunar eclipse. There's a lot that goes into this that people just miss altogether. Biblical prophecy, blood moons, 2014-15. Well, that means it's spread out over quite a period. April 14th, 15th, October 8th in 2014, in 2015, April 4th and September 28th. Now I want you to look at those dates. April 4th is 10 days from the 14th. September 28th is how far from October 8th? Think about it. Do some math. There are a total of 8 tetrads in the 21st century, 2001 to 2100. Proponents of the biblical prophecy regard the upcoming tetrad as especially significant because it coincides with two important Jewish holidays, Passover and Tabernacles. Jewish holidays. Well, Jewish mysticism and their record-keeping does come into this. Some of the accuracy I've found getting into some of that is extraordinary. I was really surprised, to be quite honest. I thought that the Vatican archives were something until I got into that. And it actually corrected some of the stuff that that had been written about the original documents. Yeah, that's right. I actually got into the Vatican archives, and you would be shocked at what's in there. Let's see here. Three of those four lunar eclipses are not visible. Whoops. Even in part from Israel. No, so what's it got to do with Israel? It don't. It's got to do with the whole planet. It does not pick out any individual belief system or any of that. No race. And there ain't no Jewish race. Everybody can quit it. It's Hebrionic. being Jewish is attending to Judaism rather than anything else. Situates the lunar triad for consecutive total lunar eclipses spaced by 6 lunar months apart from one another. May happen fairly frequently or not at all. For instance, let's see here. Which tribe specifically fell on Jewish Feast of Passover and Tabernacles? There appear to be a total of 8. Starts out at 162-63 Common Era. Runs all the way to 2014-15. The number 8. Is something that I'm very familiar with. The number 8 stipulates and signifies several things. You came into being number 1. Number 2, you learned. Number 3, you grew up. Number 4, you transitioned from childish things to adult things. Number 5, you made your best attempt at learning how to live life. Number 6, ooh, this is nasty. That's that absolute dude that used to run around the sky in a fire chariot and zap people with lightning bolts back in the day. Said he was God, and he wasn't. He lied to you. You got past that. Now, that can be a problem of believing and understanding and a bunch of other things. 7. Ooh. 7 is a very, very specific type of number. Seven signifies the culmination of a duality of a trinary. Trinary is three, three and three is six, and one is seven. Number eight, that's, this is also a transitionary number like number four, only this one's different. This is after you've learned and accomplished things and you know pretty much who you are and what you are and which direction you want to go. Transitional. Well, let's see here. We're going to go through a transition. My goodness, everybody's going to have some kind of epiphany and we're all going to float up in the sky. I don't think so. That's not the way I have been told it's going to be. But the basis of this goes to what you want to come out with. Now, here's the fun part. We're going to get into Jewish mysticism. I looked it up, and yeah, it's in there. That otherworldly forces, that's the translation I was given by two different people who take care of the Jewish mysticism library. It's also the same exact translation I got from a certain individual I had some long discussions with, who just happened to be the chief librarian of the Vatican and the Vatican Archives. Exactly that. Whew. Mind blower. What do you mean these two agree? How's that? Well, they must come from the same place. If you look back into Islam, you'll find exactly the same quote. My move. Oh, boy, they're supposed to be at odds with everybody. And oh, my, they're nasty. Well, no more so than anybody else. It took a whole bunch of good Christian people to kill all the Indians in the United States so we could steal their land from them. You've got to remember these things. And we're the good guys. You know? We got some serious house cleaning to do. Anyway, so we got a transition coming up. Now, it says end of days, end of time. Now, people don't understand time. We're familiar with it in a lineal sense of one event after another after another after another makes a string or a timeline specifically. If you found that each strand of time had as many strands as the square of the number of people on this planet, that's 6 billion squared, you get an idea as to what the possibilities are. Possibilities mean that you can do that, anything's possible, quite literally. Probabilities means that enough of these, quote, individual entities of time, be that an individual or something that's just going on or whatever, are aligning up towards a specific end result. That's a probability. The higher the probability, the greater the fact of an occurrence, whatever it may be. The probability right now is running around 89% for this transition in the near future. I'm not going to specifically state anything or predict nothing. I'm just going to let you know the facts of what it says. You want to get into the fun and games of it? That means that end of days, as we're familiar with them, and the end of time, as we are familiar with it, and I just explained a big difference. You're bumping along in your life, and you got, I don't know, 60, 70 years or of events and people and kids and whatever. And this thing goes on into infinity, in front and behind. And some of it actually goes sideways when somebody, you know, screws something up and it breaks something. So where does this leave us? This leaves us at the new beginning is what it leads us to, and it brings us to the understanding, and everybody needs to understand this, and I'm not picking on religions or belief systems or anything like that, that there are almost unlimited possibilities in the general mix. Now, that general mix includes what people would find in reality. The reality of it is this. We're getting ready to have a transition. Now, a lot of people term it other things. I'm going to turn it transition because you're just going to make some changes. Now, what we do with things now predetermines the fluidity, the ease, the comfort zone, lack of destruction, And all those good things that you want, you'd like to just step through a doorway and everything's done. No big hassle, no big complaints, nobody shooting at nobody and all that. This can be accomplished, and here's how it works. I've explained reality, and I've explained it to a great extent. The thing is that you decide, period. You decide. Make up your mind how you want it to be. Do you want everything to come to an end? Some people would say, yeah, sure, why not? Well, how about we change it instead? How about we make all politicians tell the truth? I want you to think about this. What happens if you suddenly come into a world where you can't lie no more? There's going to be a lot of fun and games when this comes about. You can still put falsehoods out. Don't get me wrong. I'm playing with you. But think about the possibilities. You know, putting a little truth serum in all the water in Washington, D.C. and have the politicians tell the truth for at least one day. Woo-hoo! Talk about fun and games. But what I'm leading up to is this. We each have a responsibility. That responsibility goes to an extent of making sure that everyone else knows what you know. In other words, you're responsible for what you're told. So here's the fun part. The fun part comes in that we are each held responsible to decide. Then we live with what we've decided. But you are held responsible to decide. I'll make a suggestion. How about we decide that we have a decent spring and summer? No more of that four-letter word that comes out as white stuff, and not too much rain, but enough. And the Southwest could use some rain, so California. How about we decide that it ought to rain there? How about we decide that the government is going to go kaput to the extent that we can totally reorganize it, put it back into constitutional validity, and have the politicians actually work for the people like they're supposed to for a change? Hoo-hoo. Yeah. If you decide that you don't want to carry a gun because you don't believe in it, you have the capability also to decide that you will never be put into a situation where that will come up. No knives, no guns, no nothing. Maybe a crossword or two. And it really confuses somebody that's mad as all get out at you. Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that to you. It wasn't intentional. You want to screw their minds up? Tighten their screws up with that one. Think before you act, and then make sure that your actions are you. Not what somebody thinks about you, not what your subconscious says you're supposed to be because you decided to put limitations in there, but all you can be, that which is beyond what you have been in the past. Now, I got some other stuff I'm going to come up with after the songs. I see I went past the time again.
Yes.
You ready, Tom?
Yes, I am, Drake. We'll be back in about 9 minutes. Bye for now.
Somebody wait, somebody knows.
Hi, and welcome back to the second hour. And they won't fool the children of the revolution. Are we ready for a revolution, Drake?
Oh, yeah. I understand that we've been having technical difficulties with Blog Talk.
Yes.
Apparently, somebody don't want to hear about all this stuff and hear the truth, so they don't want you to have it either. So consequently, they're dropping your telephone calls, messing with Blog Talk, and causing people to lose their minds. Well, don't lose it. It ain't worth it. These people don't know what they're doing anyway. And I'm going to explain that. Normally, I take Q&A right about now, but this is going to be a little bit heavy. You get to understand some things, and this is not going to go over well with some people. Certain elements involved in belief systems ain't kosher, and I don't mean to put anything on the Judaistic faith, but I do mean to lay it right at the doorstep of the main tabernacle that everybody knows as the Vatican. Now, in case somebody don't know, they have been and are primarily responsible for, to some extent, each and every last problem that we have had. Ooh. Everybody don't know it. You got a white pope and you got a black pope. You have warriors and you have minions and you have means. These things have all been used, and to our detriment. Like it or not, that's just the way it is. Can't help. Oh, that's got to be wrong. Oh, that's heresy. Really? You start looking into it, you're going to find out some things. One of the main financial conduits had to be pulled because some people, myself included, decided that it was time to trim things a little bit, cut some umbilical cords, and make sure that things decided to look like they were going to straighten up. You have a pope in there right now. This is the white pope who has directed that certain things be taken care of and that certain things be straightened out and that they're going to run a clean ship. Right. In my way of thinking, there is limitations on a whole bunch of things. Now, here's how it is. The ideology of control is absolute. When you find an absolute, it's usually a mystery for a while. You don't really know what to do with it or how to act about it or what it is even generally. Well, let's go to power. Everybody's heard the phrase, absolute power corrupts absolutely. So, me and some friends decided to cut some more apron strings. Whoops. Some of those things that people thought were so cool ain't around anymore. If you do some checking, you'll find that there ain't nobody home. Lights might be on, but there ain't nobody home. Kind of like that empty mystery house on the corner that only lights up on Halloween. They're one of them creepy thingies. All right, I'm gonna creep you out, hopefully. What would you do if you found out that the gods that people have been praying to, worshiping, and honoring were not the right ones? What would you do with that? What would you do if you found out that these entities that promulgate and promote and extrapolate and advertise so heavy ain't what it appears to be? Now, I'm going to suggest a couple of things here. You have experienced and been exposed to a whole bunch of different things. One of those is a bureaucracy. There's a rancher out west that I promoted heavily and extended a welcome to, and I hope he wins. I put the information in there for him to do so if everybody pays attention. And I'll let RT transfer that information, maybe do an interview. If they want to interview me, that's fine. But a rancher has standing. I took this on because of the fun and games that have already been ruled illegal that's being pulled by the Bureau of Land Management. Yeah, that's right. A little thing called NACERA finalized all that. Now, here's how it is. Because of the common law juries, because of their existence, acceptance, and understanding of validity, I will say to each and every last person out there that's there in, on behalf of the bureaucracy, quit it, get in your car, and go home. because if you don't, you're going to be personally responsible, like it or not. And these ain't light charges. These are felonious. So you're talking 2 to 10 somewhere in that area on average. That's it. Let's go back a little bit. Anybody that does not know what an edict is, hasn't experienced or read anything about Obamacare. Oh, I'm sorry, Nancy Pelosi. You piece. Affordable Act. I tell you what you can afford. You can afford a long term in jail for passing a piece of socialist crap like that. That's what you can get. And all the people that voted for it can go to jail too. How about that? Anyway. So here's where we are. We are at the cusp of changes. Okay. This law don't kick into effect until 2015 fully. Oh, this is interesting. All of the parameters in it stipulate that you can't have a gun if you're on that program. Number two, you want health care benefits, you have to toe the line. After a certain period of time in terms of your age, you are no longer eligible for anything that's expensive, no matter what it might be. Number three, according to the Affordable Care Act, you are not allowed to go outside the system except at your own expense. Well, pretty much it's at your own expense when the average deductible ranges between $5,000 and $20,000 per year. $5,000 was pretty high, and 20 is unreachable for everybody. How is some poor podunk that ain't even making minimum wage on a steady basis supposed to pay for this? They ain't. You want to have some fun? Oh, let's see. Minimum wage is $7.25. We'll give you $10.25. How about we give you a $3 an hour raise? How about stick it? They're giving you the $3 an hour raise to try to buy your vote. That's first. Number two, guess where that $3 an hour and then some is going to go? You got to buy that affordable care. If you don't buy the affordable care, oh, we can't help you. I mean, you want to have ring around the rosy horse hockey bureaucracy. Think about that. Now, here's the fun. Apply that to the Vatican. You have an extraordinarily large crowd of cardinals that all predetermine different things, are in charge of different things, and do different stuff within that structure. It is a humongous bureaucracy. Worldwide tentacles, got churches all over the place. Interesting. Now, if you'd really like to look at something, there are some things that are open and available to you. You're going to have to dig a little bit on the Internet to find them. The Pope is illuminated. Now, I don't know if anybody really grasps what that means. That means that he is one of the chief officers of a little groupie cult called the Illuminati. Ooh, yeah. I always am suspicious of a boy that wears a dress anyway, so it sort of fits to me, but other people don't catch that sort of thing. I ain't going to say nothing against the Scottish people because they wore kilts. That's different than a dress. Anyway, to let you know, the ideology is this. The internal ceremonies are black arts. Like it or not, that is it. The incense, the ringing of the bell, the intonation, the language used, all comes from the black arts. How do I know? I was a Magus de Templi, meaning that I had my own temple of worship of things. I could conjure demons. I could be nasty. Yeah, well, I told them all to stick it. I didn't want to play with that. I found out what I wanted to know, and it was not to my liking, didn't taste good and smelled bad and all this sort of other stuff. It also led me down a primrose path to total and absolute ruination, spiritually and physically. Physical first, and then spiritual later. I said, no. I don't need to be taking some kind of pill, whether it's red or blue, that causes my innards to become part of my outards. That don't work that way. Homie, don't play that. So I said, screw off. Got myself out of that BS. Well, now, how do you find righteousness in that? If that ain't righteous, then what about all these other ones? They say something totally different from this guy and that guy over there. They disagree. They throw rocks at each other across the street. I mean, boy, what a belief system. Well, that kind of turned me off on church in general. So I've been looking all my life, reading philosophies, Zen Buddhism, Transcendentalism, trying to find out who I'm supposed to be, how I'm supposed to be. Well, Everybody has an epiphany at one time or another. That's an absolute pure religious experience with a higher deity. And I had one when I was a little kid. Then I had one when I was a little older. And then I had one not too long, too far after that. And I come back from Vietnam, I had another one. I said, man, I look, you know, this playing games with the shutter, turn the light on and off and stuff, that's all well and good for you, but I ain't getting what I'm supposed to get. You know, let's put this in plain English and explain things to me so that I get it, so I can make sure that I don't have to have these epiphanies all the time, because it upsets the people around you. When you fall down on your knees and say, yes, Lord, I'm listening, and don't hurt me, you know. It's kind of like when you're a little kid and grandma catches you and she's got a broom in her hand and she does not look happy. Oh, you talk about making things grinch up. Little hairs stand up on the back of your neck going, oh, Lord, save me. Uh-huh. A lot of people go to church just for that. They go there once a week to absolve themselves of the sins they committed during the week so they can go out and do it again next week. I'm going to have a good time now. Well, that ain't the way it works. You're supposed to be a decent person to everybody, whether you like them or not, whether you can put up with them or not. Just simply don't worry about it. Oh, no man anything except a blessing. That's in the book. Go look it up. That's pretty cool. What's a blessing? That's something that's not even, that's above a favor. That's beyond a hand up. That's where you actually give somebody something that they can never forget that always helps them. That's what that is. That's a blessing. Well, let's see here now. You want to get into this to the real depth of it, you can't. You're going to have to look it up. You're going to have to go to school like I did for a period of about 3 years and find out. You're going to have to figure some things out for yourself about yourself. Then you're going to have to get those things correlated. And for those who don't know them big college words like correlation, that means put one page in front of the other according to the number on the page. One, two, three, like that, you know. Not difficult. What happens is this. Train a child up in the way he should go. Well, how do you do that? Well, when they're little, you do things at a certain level. When they get bigger, a little different level. When they become young adults, you got problems, but you can still do some of the same things, have some influence and give direction and all that. But at a certain level, they start making up their own mind, period, no matter what you say or do. And then all of a sudden you're dealing with a fully developed adult. I did not say mature. I left that word out on purpose because most kids don't have a clue what that means. Some do. Some don't understand work ethic, where you never have your hands empty and you're always doing something towards the end product, whatever that is. Work ethic, yeah. Professionalism is you keep doing it anyway. No matter how tired you are, you might shuffle along, but just keep doing it. You'd be amazed what you can get done in just a little short period of time. So, a lot of the country folks I know call it piddling, and they put in a harder day piddling than most people do, full out. So, where are we at? Well, we're coming up to a transition. Everybody's going to change, like it or not. You're going. You ain't got no choice about it. We can smooth and hurry the process. Well, I'm working with some people that are intent upon doing that. Now, you've noticed, and in case you haven't, there's a whole lot of news going on about different things around the planet. A whole bunch of things going on right here. We got some things called market reports. You want to see a market report that will dazzle your brain? I want you to think about the last time this ever happened. Look it up and see if you can find it. Where the 2, 10, and 30-year treasury bonds were all 100 or over. I want you to think about when that was. You ain't going to find it too easy. You got the natural gas at $4.50. That's almost double what it should be. Why? Well, because they made a sale to foreign interests so that they could up the price and make more money on lesser stuff. Well, supply and demand. Well, you didn't keep the supply. You sold the friggin' supply so that you can make the demand go up and charge us more. That's all you did. That's slick. Bankers, you got to watch them. They'll stick something in the fine print that will mess up your whole life and other people's too. You got to be careful about this stuff. So, where are we at? Well, hopefully, several things will happen. Now, I've talked to several people. We got a lawsuit pending in New York State. National Liberty Alliance is doing it through the Citizens Grand Jury, and I hope that this has come up to something that's productive and has happened. I had an email, didn't have a chance to read it before I got on here, but I'll read it and I'll find out. You got another guy. Let's see what his name is here. I got to remember his. Start remembering some of these names. My goodness gracious. Oops, where'd he go? I know he's in here somewhere. He's got to be. I talked to him. I know he's real. Ah, Rod Class. He is supposedly took off this past weekend to New York City to culminating his lawsuit against the federal government. It's called the Constitution, and he is going to shove it where the sun don't shine. Wake some people up. That's the same thing John Duress is doing with the citizen grand jury. Act right. Do it according to the law of the land. People know what common law is. Well, let's abide by it. Anyway. This is interesting. I just got an update on the ranch out there. And come to find out that they're trying to arrest family members and they're attempting to arrest protesters and 12 states militia moving to secure the situation. That could be the turning point. It might be one of these lawsuits. It might be a combination of all three. But I'm telling you this is how it is. You can no longer sit back and watch. We don't have enough time for that. We cannot put up with the horse hockey any longer because all they do is pile of horse shit on it till it gets up over your head and you can't tread water in it. They plan to bury you in it. I want you to think about being buried alive in an outhouse pit that's been used. They dump you in, won't let you out. I want you to think about that. That's the ideology that these people have towards you. Oh, and here's the other part. They're going to toss your kids in so you can try to keep them afloat and yourself too. Uh-huh. Think about it. Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Okay, well, let's take this to another level. I told you a little bit about the financial situation. Did you notice how the stock market lost its butt today? Wasn't a huge correction, only 200 and some points, but big enough. Start expecting that. It's going to come down in notches. Why? Because certain people are pulling their support. Why? They're running out of assets. Have you noticed that certain financial entities all of a sudden are having to sell their assets? Oil fields that are productive, going businesses that are profitable. You don't do that unless you got problems. You just don't do it. Well, they're doing it. What's that tell you about the financial situation? Oops, it's toilet time. All right, how deep is the toilet? Well, you got a problem over in European Union. Ukraine owes $16 billion on their gas bill. They are tied directly into the European Union. So it's been stipulated, address this now. Now, I want you to think about somebody turn off the manner in which you heat your house, cook your food, or heat your water for your bath. Think about if somebody turned it off. Not nice, but that's coming, unless they start ponying up. Why should they pony up? Well, because it is a direct financial tie, and they're obligated to do so. That's why. Now, that guy out there at the ranch is not obligated to pay the federal government diddly squat. It's called NACERA. It's already been ruled upon. The records are sealed, but that does not mean that it cannot be reopened. And you can have what's called an emergency petition from a state to the Supreme Court for an emergency hearing and get the hearing within just a day or two. Everybody bear that in mind. I hope people are listening. Get that word to them people. They need all the help they can get. We don't need the armed conflict of a civil war, but if that's what it takes, that's what it takes. Hopefully this can be peaceful transition. But on the world markets, again, you guys need to look at the gold purchases by China. You talk about buying some gold. Whoo! You want to see a little secretive stuff? Take a close look at what Russia's been doing in terms of the same thing. Now here's the secret. Guess what they've been buying them with? Ain't dollars. I'll tell you that. Russia's pretty much cleaned that out. China has pretty much dropped most of theirs. What's left? This is our debt. It's called bonds, securities, things like that. They're exchanging those for gold. Now, why on earth would the two other major powers other than the United States be doing that? Two things. Number one, the dollar is the crutch for the central banking system. They're going to have to print a load of money to catch up with things, and if they do, what are they going to do with all this extra money now that it's not a, quote, accepted reserve currency in a lot of places? What's it going to do to the value? You're going to have a ton. You're going to have tanker loads, cargo ship loads of cash coming back. No, we're sending this back. We don't need it. Think about what that's going to do. Think about that. Think about the $10 loaf of bread, $20, $50. I mean, it could be $100. Who knows? It could do that. Think about this. Other forces are in play. As people know, I'm a part of the Keenan Group, and the K Group is hard at work doing a whole bunch of things. We're accomplishing a lot. Hopefully within a few days, we'll have some really positive news. I'm looking forward to that because I know what's going on. Now, you got other countries that are beginning to be run through the ringer by a combination of dope dealers and money launderers. And those countries are in deep trouble. They can't get, if they ask for help, they get laughed at. Now, what you think about this? You want to see something interesting? $2 trillion worth of pension funds. That's come up on the news over the last few days more than once. $2 trillion in pension funds. This is for as far down the road as you can see. Now, it's going to turn to $10 trillion as people retire. Where's the government going to get the money for that? They ain't. You have to think in terms of being able to be self-sufficient. Ooh, try and think about trying to do that financially. What do you do? Well, I tried to tell people, get you some gold and silver laid up. Get you some food. Make sure that you can produce food in a garden, out in the backyard. If you got a basement and it's big enough, grow a year-round garden down there. It's not a problem. It's easier done than you think. lay up a bunch of canned goods. Well, that's all well and good, except that the coating on the inside of that can is that same stuff in them plastics that kills you over 20 years. You get a little bit of that. Yeah. Wonderful stuff they're doing to us. You got chemtrails. You got Monsanto. And not on, it's bad enough that Monsanto puts out these Franken beans. They got to put them in a can loaded with stuff that's going to make your kidneys and your bladder rot out. I mean, you think they're not after us? Now they haven't. They tried to flip the switch. They tried to have World War III, and it didn't work too well. Pretty much, they got told no by everybody. Oh, I ain't doing that. What are you, crazy? I said do it. I don't care what you said. Well, you're relieved of command. Oh, my. Now, you hear about all this cheating and all this other stuff, and this ain't right, and that ain't kosher, and we got an excuse for everything. Well, what are you going to do? I mean, Obamacare is about to eat you up. The suppression, intentional suppression of jobs and personal sovereignty is extraordinary. Now, all they did the last time was put a little tax on some tea, and the transplanted Brits that were here took exception to that, and we came out supposedly winners in that fight. The problem is that they subjugated us. How'd they do that? Well, they called the debts due. So we declared bankruptcy in 1864 was the actual official date. It actually happened late 1863, but that bankruptcy's never been attended to. Everything since then has been under bankruptcy. We reorganized a little bit, and we put a little bit of this in and a little bit of this out. So then you had the Treasury fun and games with the central bank charter's expiration. When the central bank's charter expired, the IRS and central bank went under the control of the Treasury. The dollar went to zero. Still being honored, people still buy stuff and all this. But now that the reserve portion of that currency is being attended to and taken down, where's that leave us? Well, Treasury is supposed to come out after this reorganization with an American dollar. Forget the Federal Reserve and their credit issues called Federal Reserve notes. It ain't worth the paper it's printed on. I'm telling you, it ain't. 2 cents on the dollar was a good year. 2 cents on the dollar. That's how much the currency has declined in real value. So our situation is this. We got a whole bunch of things coming to an end all of a sudden, and here we got these blood moons saying, ooh, the end is coming, the sky is falling. Well, my goodness, the end of days, the end of time. Well, what would happen if we reset everything before we got into that part of it? I mean, that's just telling you it's coming. You know, it's like somebody blinking their highlights when you're stupid enough to walk out in the street after having too many beers. Get out of the road, you dink. So our situation is tentative right now. As soon as I find something out, I will be posting it. As soon as I find something out, we could even have a special show. It depends on what transpires. But be it known that the Vatican has been, for quite some time, in the dirty part of things. Wars. I mean, they actually started a few of them. Financing both sides, just like the banks do. Well, you got the Vatican Bank. And remember, large financial institutions do this. They want to be absolutely sure that they don't lose nothing in the process. So if you finance both sides, then each one of the countries, no matter who wins or loses, has to pay you back. Bingo. You win. Not twice, three times. You think a win-win situation is cool? Imagine if you just, add another one in there. Win. The other thing is that the Vatican has been playing with dark sciences, as I suggested. How do I know this? Well, some of the information that came from the archives was pretty explicit. It didn't pull no punches or nothing. And I'm talking about everything you can think of in terms of the dark arts. Human sacrifice, the whole nine yards, you name it. Being subject to Illuminati spiritual entities. Ooh, bad guys, for sure. I guarantee you they're not nice. I have taken a few of them out, and they are a real bummer to deal with. Not only do they smell bad, but you punch them, and they stick to you. I mean, it's really messy. One of the things that's been being touted, and this is going around the Internet in some areas, they're supposed to activate the reptilian DNA, and everybody's got a little bit. Some lesser than others. Average is between 5 and, I'll say, 15%. Some got 20. Some of them got around 25%, and that's about the break point. You start looking funny at that point. These people that are well over that have holographic devices make them look more human than they really are. You turn that bad boy off, it looks sort of like a Walkman. You bump into that sucker real hard. You get close to a politician, smack it if you see one. You know, punch it. You tear that up, and you're going to be standing there looking at an alligator people staring back at you going, holy, and they're going to cover their head up and run for cover. I guarantee you. So if you get the opportunity and you want to really screw somebody's campaign up, catch them in public and do it. See what happens. I guarantee everybody will run and panic the other direction. And that poor dude or woman would be standing there going, what the hell? And then they see themselves and go, oh, my God, woo. You see a skirt go up over somebody's head and they run for the bathroom. You know there's a problem. Well, these kind of things sound funny, but there's a movie called They Live. And if you destroyed the mind control techniques that were used by the aliens that are in that movie, then they all become visible as to what they were. And the good guys, by the way, they got up there and they put a bullet in it, and it went kabooby, and all of a sudden all these squirrely-looking aliens, and I mean, they're striped and whatever, they're funny-looking as far as humans would consider them, and it really get, had a lot of screaming and fun and games. The crux of this is this. They want you to obey without question. If you haven't picked up on that, question the liberal about socialism. in terms of what they've been doing to implement it here in this country and go against the Constitution. You know, think about that. I have heard a lot of liberals tell me the opposite. Oh, we're trying to do what's good for everybody. I said, oh, really? No, you ain't. What do you mean? Well, I'm not a dyed-in-the-wool conservative, absolutely, but I do know some things about simple finance. Just because you got checks left at the end of the month don't mean you can keep writing them. unions, don't break the bank. Well, you negotiated such and such. What are you going to do when there ain't any pension at all? Nothing, nada, squat, zilch. Think about that. Think about the average pension of a city worker in Detroit, and this is going to blow your mind, is only 20 grand a year. That's comparable to Social Security, which isn't that much, actually. What happened was that the politicians got caught, and they decided that they did not want to put the money in necessary to make sure that they had the investments lined up to pay that back out to an extent where they could actually make it a going proposition. It was touted on the news, which is, and this is totally erroneous. We can only get 4% return. You a lying sack. You don't know nothing about finance. not near as much as you need to. And that's what the problem is. If you don't know, you can't take care of something. If you don't know how to go about something, you're going to do it wrong. It might seem like it's right, but it's wrong. What happens? City goes bankrupt. Detroit is an example. And now they're stuck with pensions they won't be able to pay. Chicago is going to take the whole state down with it. They're really screwed. you put people in certain positions so that they can go down with a sinking ship. There you go, Captain. Hello, Rob Emanuel, I believe it is. Look at what they did to you. You did your duty, and they turned around and did you a number. Think about the Health and Human Services oligarch retiring. Why are these people in these positions retiring? What happened? How come Lerner decided to retire? They think that they can get off his stuff. Well, I think the people have been screwed hard enough by these people that they are tired of it, and they are going to exact some kind of revenge or at least try to get even, and at the very least hold these people personally responsible for what they've done. Now, as far as the revolution goes, it's set to go off very quickly. I hope everybody's ready. You got to have a little bit of gold and silver, so in case the people won't honor the Federal Reserve note that everybody carries around, you can buy stuff like groceries. Okay, you need to put up enough money so that you can survive, live off of it for a period of about 2 weeks. That's my guesstimate. Now, you may have to dip into the second week of that a little bit in order to buy seed for a garden, because if the transportation system gets screwed up or somebody decides, well, we're a union, we ain't delivering no more, the groceries don't get to the grocery store, you got a problem. See what I'm saying? You can lay up canned goods, dry goods, and other things that will see you through. As long as you got a water supply, you're in good shape. You know, boil a little water and put some noodles in it, and you're ready to go. But there are a lot of things that are happening. Right now I'm privileged to know a bunch of it, but to get things under control correctly, you first got to adjust your attitude about yourself. How much are you worth? How do you see yourself as? Do you see yourself as being what you're supposed to be? That's the question. If not, change it. That's your application of intent to your purpose. The second part of that is simple. There was a guy in the movie The Matrix, and he said that I can bring you up to a door, but you got to open it and step through. You have to walk your path. There's a difference between understanding and actually doing it, a big one. Once you start doing it, all kind of far-out things start happening. When you actually understand the power that you possess, then the sky is the limit, quite honestly, even for just an individual. And just an individual sometimes makes a majority. I've known a lot of people that have taken down whole entities, and I mean big companies, I mean governmental institutions, taking them and ripped them to shreds and just plain skipped down the sidewalk afterwards. They're so pleased with themselves they couldn't hardly stand it. I'd like to see everybody get to that point. I really would. And let's see here. Oh, I got more news. Oh, boy. And just this, gun control to protect Americans from gun violence. Well, fine. I agree with that wholeheartedly. We should have gun control. When you take them away from all the crooks, let me know and I'll turn mine in. not all of them, but a few of them that I don't might not need, you know. Boy. President Obama requested $1.1 billion, and the Department of Justice asked for $382.1 million for gun control to protect Americans from gun violence. Well, that's pretty simple. Tell the police to quit shooting innocent people and to turn that gun around and go after somebody that's guilty of shooting little kids up with heroin. Yeah, I disagree with that totally. Heroin, that's a choice that somebody has to be old enough to make. Kids ain't got enough good sense coming out of the rain, so you don't get to do that with kids. In certain circles, you can kill anybody. No women, no kids. That's basically the rule. It's not honored anymore. You got too many extreme people out there. But anyway, the ideology is simple. They want to take away your capability for self-defense for the simple fact of what's going on out there on that ranch. You got people that are armed showing up out there. Now, think about it. Think about somebody showing up in paramilitary capability, fully armed. They're allowed. Think about them going out there for the reason that they are going out there. No, you're not miscarrying justice anymore. Think about the grandfathering of that ranch into the lands system. Now, poor little turtle. Well, they're going to have to prove, and it takes 2 years of study, and they ain't done it. They have to prove that the guy's killing them poor little tortoises. oh, boy. And you got this little fish that I don't know if it was a snail darter or not that screwed up the capability of saving water out west in California. We had let it all run out in the ocean. Well, that was in that drought article that was posted. I mean, this things are at the crux. The change is coming. Now, you're not going to see celestial stop signs too often, but the blood moons are coming, and that means that, and this is the second part. You got them in fours. Transitional number. Transitional number first. Transitional number second. The culmination of both of those is eight. That's the new beginning. What's a new beginning? That means that you're casting off the old man, putting on the new. That means that the end of days, as we're familiar with them, happens. That means that time no longer has the relativity it did. This means that we might have that golden age coming towards us if we act right and behave and get our stuff running in the right direction. You got to think about these things. Think cognitively, what would be a golden age? I mean, you know, how would it be to not have to worry about all this? How would it be not to have to worry about guns any longer? How would it be not to have to worry about a government that wants to kill us all? Yeah, conspiracy theory. If you ain't seen that movie, see it. If you haven't seen Enemy of the State, see it. If you don't understand these things, listen to Enemy of the State. There's some references in there that I know are true because I know some of the people that put the systems together and implemented a lot of that stuff. I used to have access to military satellites, and I used to have friends all over the world, and I'd tell them, okay, I'll tell you what, don't tell me what you're wearing, but walk outside. And they'd walk outside, and they'd be on the phone. I said, what am I doing out here? I said, hold on a minute. I'd zoom in on their butt and read what was written on their hat to them, tell them what color it was, and that they might want to change their T-shirt because it looked a little grubby. Oh, my. The brand of beer that they had in their hand. I mean, you know, how do you know that? I got my ways. Well, you think that in the enemy of the state, they're not actually taking pictures of you, listen to everything that's going on? You think they don't listen to this show? Do you really think that anybody that has anything to do with freedom, revolution, rights, any of those things, constitution, any of those are all key words. That makes the NSA ears perk up, red flags pop out of the woodwork, and the sirens go off, and they go apeshit. It's really pretty much like that. Not quite as exciting, maybe, as I portray it, but close. So, you know, what do you do? What do you do all your life if you're stuck in a bunker? Not much. I was involved with the nuclear defense of this country, and I do know something about that. And they gave us a taste. They put us in a concrete bunker for several days, and it got a little close in there from my point of view. And they told me when I found out that they told me that I was going to go to an ice room on what they call Green Line Alpha, first line of defense, early warning, and missile subjugation station. I thought, you got to be out of your mind. I'm going to be in a room no bigger than that with a bunch of other guys for 8 months. You are out of your mind. Anyway, so, Tom, we got any kind of questions or anything? I see we're almost top of the hour again.
Yes. I'd like you to pass some comments, please, on the... where are we? The House panel votes to hold IRS official Lerner in contempt of Congress.
Well, that's all well and good, but they ain't done much. You know, they got Eric Holder in contempt of Congress. Now, who do you refer him to? I mean, you refer him to his own Department of Justice for justice? I mean, here we got somebody that is playing a game, in my opinion. I mean, I would offer Lerner an option, and that option would be this. I would exchange amnesty after she supplies her personal and private folder full of emails that show that President Obama and others ordered it. Yeah. You know, we ain't worried about you disclosing information. You just go ahead and enjoy your retirement. We're more than pleased, but you may have to testify. Is that all right? Yeah, okay. Lerner is guilty, big time. She was referred to the Department of, her case was referred to the Department of Justice for adjudication and prosecution. She fits right in with them people, and I want to see the ridiculous outcome of this. Now, it's possible. Not very likely, but possible, and I'm stretching that word possible quite a long ways, that there might be some justice involved. I would hope so. She needs to either turncoat totally and have some evidence and proof that of who ordered it, or do some time. We need to be able to put Eric Holder in jail for international arms trafficking. That needs to have been done a long time ago. It's like General Motors takes some... over 10 years to come out to, you know, hey, we're killing people, it's okay. Well, if you look at the ratio, and I'm going to give you an example, you look at the ratio of kills to the amount of cars they sold, no, that's okay, that's no problem. Ask a drug company how many people are going to die out of 100,000 or a million. They'll come up with a similar number. They're allowed to do it. General Motors ain't. Huh. That sounds like we need to step on some drug companies. And a couple of them just got stomped on very lightly. Think about making $1 billion and having to pay $10 million, $20 million in fines. And you get the picture. It's more profitable to keep being a crook. Until at such time as we, the people, stand up and won't accept anything less than true justice, we're going to be in the same boat. The referendum in Crimea was illegal. No, it wasn't. We can have a referendum here, believe it or not. We, the people, can call a referendum. Think about that. Against somebody. Pick a subject. How about Obamacare? How about taxes? How about the theft from the Social Security account? You paid into it. That's your money. It ain't theirs, but they absconded with trillions of dollars of it. They don't have enough money to pay it back. What do you do? What do you do when the IRS... decides they want to play proctologist. Well, at one point or another, you got to tell them, no. Well, then you can't have your tax-exempt status. Want to bet? And what you do is you have to make the individual who made that determination a defendant. You put their butt on the line, and things change. I'm telling you. Learner needs to have her butt put on the line the hard way. And I ain't talking about light-duty stuff. I'm talking about it's 10 to 15 per charge on releasement of documentation at her level. 10 to 15. Multiply by, say, half a dozen? Well, that's life in prison. Which is it? You got a stack of emails hid away in your desk someplace that we would just dearly love to have? Because as soon as they get that, they call the provost marshal and they start arresting people. You know, it goes on. But learner, contempt, that's okay. That's all well and good. Holder's been under contempt for however many years now. And they haven't done anything to him. Why not? He's protected. He's the firewall for the White House on a legal basis. He gave an inquiry panel a ration of shit the other day. Now, basically, what these panels, and I think they're ridiculous, personally, and I'll tell you why, they don't have any enforcement at hand. And by that I mean that when a person at that level does what Holder did and decides to play games, it's time to arrest the mouthy mojammer on the spot. Now he's running around saying, he's supposed to respect me. I'm the Attorney General. Dude, you earn respect through your actions and the content of your character. You don't earn it because you're black. You don't earn it because you're different. And you don't earn it because you are in an oligarch position. Stick that where the sun don't shine, in your pipe or wherever you feel like you want to stick it, but stick it. If you give me that ration of crap, I would have called a sergeant-at-arms and had you arrested. Yeah, that's right. You can do that. Hello, Mr. Congressmen and Senators. Wake up. You got certain rights that these people are subjugating. The bureaucracy has you, just like the Matrix had Neo. Well, do you want to play imaginary games the rest of your life? You want to get down to the nitty-gritty and get the job done? Or even do your job, as I have suggested to several people on several occasions? And if you don't, you're going to be in violation of your oath of office. And depending on the ramifications, the impacts of what you've done, what you voted for, what you've decided, your actions, depending on what those are, depends on how much time you're going to do. That's
good. Right, we're at the top of the hour, Drake. Should we go for some music?
I hope you got some ready.
Yes, I have. Right, this next song, we'll be back in probably 8 or 9 minutes. This next song is The Path the Cabala Taken.
Leave me be.
Hi, and welcome back to the final hour. Those last two songs, AC/DC and The Path to Cabalaron, Highway to Hell, and the second one, Journey, Separate Ways, which we are going from the Cabal. The first song was Van Halen, Right Now. And this, and right now, I'm going to introduce Drake again.
Yeah, well, I'm one of those crazy people that can't drive 55 either. Yeah, I like that song. Think about it. I can drive 55.
All right, it's okay. We'll have that for next week then.
then we're looking at this other silly horse shit. What is it, you know, think about the rules, regulations, and crap that everybody's coming out with to subjugate each and every last thing that we try to do as individuals. Think about the manner of the weight in terms of the legal knowledge you got to hold, just so that you're not some kind of felonious whatever any given day. Ooh. Got to really, you know. People don't get the seriousness of the situation. We're at war, and it's coming. And you're going to have to either stand up or get out of the way at the very least. Hopefully you won't be a drag on us, the ones that are going to do it. We'd like you to join in. If you don't feel like you can carry a gun, maybe you can do pots and pans, medical assistance, help us with the websites. We need to pick something. right now it's kind of disorganized. The militia supposedly ain't ready. Well, there's some of us out here that are involved in this stuff who are ready, more than capable. I might be old and slow, but I'm grinchy. You won't never see me coming. You might not even hear the shot that's fired. Generally, you don't. So, you know, we got to get this to where it goes in our direction only, where they find that their powers are not just limited, but devoid of any validity, to where they don't even think about it. They might think about it, you know. Well, I sure wish we could do it like in the old days, man. We need some tanks so we can have Ruby Ridge all over again. Yeah, right. Hillary Clinton was in on that, too, by the way. Somebody don't know that. Anyway, what kind of questions we got, Tom?
Some update on Hillary Clinton. Someone threw a shoe at her in the summit she was giving a speech this afternoon.
Yeah, that was all over Fox News.
Yeah.
I don't know if people understand what that means, but look it up.
Yeah. Right, into the questions. I've seen an article where Michigan has voted to have a constitutional convention, and it was supposed to be the 34th state to do so. If that is true, Congress has to call for it. Can we get a true number on how many and which states have done the same?
Yes. How far you want me to go with that?
I have no idea.
Okay, well, here's how it is. I don't trust too many people that would represent us right now at all anyway. And you're going to let those people play with the Constitution? I think you need to take the people that are righteous. The farmer that always does the right thing down the road, the guy that works in the store, whatever. Common, everyday people that are just plain honest. You don't like it. Some people don't like being around them. Oh, they're fun and whatnot, but they're proper. And by proper, I mean they do things according to the way they should be done, according to the morality that we've had ever since we was kids. Yeah, you don't do this or you don't do that. You don't stomp on. You don't hurt the helpless. You help them. You don't go out of your way to screw everybody. You try to make it an equitable deal. The things that go on up here in the woods where I live are done on a handshake. You don't see paperwork and contracts. And if the person don't perform, you get the right to go after them. And nobody will get in your way. You get, real simple, okay? Performance is this. Constitutional convention is a good idea. Now, my suggestion would be that you erase everything from the 13th Amendment on down. Put the original 13th Amendment into place as it was ratified, titles of nobility, and see how that goes over. If you cannot accomplish that, then you don't need to have a constitutional convention because you got no idea about what needs to be done. That's my sentiments. Next.
Is it a case where you have to have a two-thirds majority? And is that why the person asking the question was mentioning 34 states?
Yeah, you got to have a majority of states, but you don't have to have a supermajority. Any
right.
majority of states would do, but all states have to be represented so that the general consensus of the people and the will of the people is what you come out with. Now, I'll say this again. There's a lot of them people I don't trust at all.
No.
And due to that fact, I don't trust what they do if they got a hold of something that as important as that document and we're allowed to change that documentation to suit whatever agenda they got. I don't trust that. So I would personally say no, it's not a good idea unless you're going to have people such as myself who are kind of radical crazies who know a little something about it and can, you know, tell them to shape up. And I mean, you have to have authority when you go into something like that. You can't be an assistant. You can't be the clerk. You can't be the shut up and sit down and take notes. The people that need to be in there need to be people like John Duresh, Rod Class, myself. I can name, there's probably 20, 30 of us that could go in there and really make a difference. And, you know, show me where they would delegate us the authority. Show me where they would have the confidence in their own abilities to discern correctness and apply it correctly. I mean, you want to really put things together in the proper manner. First thing you need to do is to outlaw most of the government. Next.
After the dollar revaluation, i.e. new currency backed by gold and silver, is the price of gold and silver going to be fixed to this new currency? If so, how does one account for the changes in scarcity without creating a commodities exchange casino?
Oh, boy, that's a messy question.
Yep.
You're going to have a basket relationship that includes not only the gold and silver you mentioned, but also, and this is another part of it, but also a combination of commodity production, natural resource, and things of this nature. Basically, that'll give you the primary area of value in which each one of the currencies will operate. Countries that have been tore up and beat down and negated, like Iraq and Afghanistan. Afghanistan's doing fine. They got a lot of poppy fields. They make plenty of money. Well, Iraq isn't so fortunate. They got a lot of desert and a lot of nothing. And they're going to have to be...
a lot of oil, though.
Yes. Well, that's why we went over there. I mean, we weren't fighting for freedom. We was fighting for the oil.
Yeah.
People have to understand, and it sounds funky, but and it's old hat, but that's the truth of it. The oligarchs stipulate what you are to go do. They tell the best government money can buy how to act and what, you know, you thou shalt and you're going to do this and et cetera. Well, this has got to change. We have got to put things into a position and condition where this sort of power no longer resides within a crooked few. I stipulate the Council of Nine. You got the 300, you got Bilderbergers, you got this, you got that. There's a never-ending plethora and huge amount of these little groups here and there, and each one of them has niche, and they basically concentrate in that area. So, you know, what do you do? Well, you have to figure out who they are, the people that are calling the shots, find out whether or not the underlings are really happy doing what they're doing. Generally not. So you start cutting the head off the snake periodically here and there, and eventually you'll start getting a lot of converts. Now, you can put a person that you can turn a person out and leave them nothing. There's nothing quite as devastating to a rich person as having something of that nature happen, where you've had everything, and all of a sudden you ain't got squat. I know some people that have had that experience, and it ain't nice. Then you want to take it the extra step further. Think about people doing time for accepting the bribes that have been given to Congress and Senate. And yeah, the bribes are there, and yeah, that's been proven. And yeah, a lot of the people like me know about it, and yes, we're following it. That's not me specifically personally, but your bank accounts, your offshore accounts, you're moving this around to hide from that. It's all being followed, and you can't get away from it. So we not only know where your money's at, but we know where you are. So you ain't got a place to run hide. There isn't any place that's going to be safe. China and Russia don't like you very much right now. And then I'm speaking to the present oligarch situation, the central banking held and influenced entities. That's a majority of the European Union, and that's a majority of our government and several other places. As these start being unwound and taken down, you're going to get your laundry done the hard way. Now, I want you to think about doing, you know, everybody has dirty clothes, they throw them in a wash, and they get them done. Think about if we leave the clothes on you and stick you in there on a spin cycle. That's basically the idea most people want to see. So, you know, you might want to fasten your seatbelt, get ready to come over to the winning side. Next.
Yeah, just going back to that last question. There's an issue here that I hope you can address, and maybe they've thought of it, to do with commodities and certain countries. Now, for this to work, surely every country has to be sovereign to itself and not connected, i.e. to the UK, all these islands that are connected to the US or the UK. You know, they have to go completely sovereign.
Yeah, and what you do is you then, from those countries that go completely sovereign, create a sovereign council of representatives from each country, okay? In other words, each of the countries would put a representative forth to represent the people, their people. We have this need. We have this needing to be taken care of, this sort of thing. A world council can stipulate when the funds are available, which Neil Keenan and I plan to make happen one way or the other. Then you're in a situation where you can actually cause things to come about to the benefit of the people, just like it should have been. So, here's what we got. These things are getting ready to happen. The financial markets right now would not be having the fun and games they are if there was not some serious things going on internally. Now, you have past that, you have the influences of these financial interests, and these are being curtailed. And by that, I mean some of these large, influential financial institutions, and they could be, they might not even look like they're a financial institution, have been selling assets, profitable going assets. You don't sell those unless there's something serious happening. So I'm telling you that they're realizing the problem that I told everybody about long ago. They're coming up to the brick wall, and the brakes ain't working too well. And they don't know what to do about it. They got no place to hide. They can't get the seatbelt to let them out. You know, what do? You can't jump out, and you can't stop. Grit your teeth and, you know, hope it don't hurt too much. And that's basically where they're at right now. They would like to take out a bunch of these people that know their secrets. The problem is that they don't have the capability. Why? Well, they're being told to try to keep the stock market from going in the toilet. They want to suppress the price of gold. They want to do this and do that. But the problem is they're running out of the assets necessary just to cover their own butts, let alone do all that other stuff. So the situation is right at critical mass. Then you got the two major powers on the planet saying, guess what? Hey, you, this be Putin. We're going to turn off your gas if you don't pay the bill. And you get both China and Russia dumping the dollar. We went with hat in hand and conned the Arabs back into being on our side a little bit. But that's limited to how much of an advantage it is to them. You got to keep these things in mind. It's not really to their advantage that much to deal in dollars if the other two major superpowers refuse to acknowledge it. What do you do with the dollars? Well, you can't buy small countries because they won't sell. Now what do you do? And then you got these fun and games, Syria and other things going on. The CIA sponsored and invented Al-Qaeda and all these other happy things going on. It's a big mess. Now some of that's beginning to turn on them. So we're looking at critical, like I said, critical mass. Next.
Are any actions being taken to break the cabal's grip on MSM?
Oh, yeah. I can't say what they are because they, if they got wind of it, they'd be able to counter it. Okay?
Yeah. Comments on David Wilcox's recent articles, please, Drake?
Well, I pretty much like him. I like David anyway, but I like the articles. He puts things together very concisely. I like the manner of presentation. I'm not going to say that everything in there is absolutely correct because I know some of it isn't. There's been some things that have gone on, past and present, and are supposed to happen in the future. I don't think we'll get there, but that have been kind of glossed over. In other words, the proofs are still there because they don't have a choice but to keep them. And yet they've been hidden away in such a manner that they're so well cloaked nobody will know the truth for quite some time. That's the problem. You can cover up stuff. The real reason we went to war in Vietnam, there was no Gulf of Tonkin incident. The ideology was to, in that and Korea both, was to create a separate entity where we can face off against this so-called enemy. Now, basically, you got to remember, it's like Republicans and Democrats. There ain't any. There's the haves and have-nots. The oligarchs stipulate to the poor how it's going to be. We just had a idiot that we got for a governor in West Virginia who cut just about every humane program. I'm talking about food to the elderly. I'm talking about making sure people don't starve to death, a whole bit. He cut it off, and everybody's up in arms about it. Well, my suggestion is, how about you override his veto and then maybe remove the boy from office? Find somebody that will do the job correctly. Because this is not, governance is not about the government. It's about the people. And what it is designed and supposed to do is to see to the needs of the people in the best manner possible. Now, I'm not talking about costs necessarily, but I haven't noticed very many legislators. I haven't noticed very many government cuts where they keep the humanitarian side of things running and cut their own throats. That'd be a cold day, I'll bet you. Next.
Right. A couple of questions about Nevada. Do we, the people, have reporters at the Bundy Ranch to give us coverage of the events taking place?
Supposedly there are people there. I don't know the extent of the coverage. I don't know how close they're allowed to get. You got to remember, you got some kind of Blackwater mercenaries in there providing security for these so-called officials from Bureau of Land Management. And in my opinion, they better watch what they're doing real close because there are people who will take them to task. And by that I mean both physically and legally. And legally they don't have a leg to stand on. The fees were not applicable before and are not now. That particular ranch is grandfathered in. In other words, those people who were doing business before the Bureau of Land Management ever even thought about it, then they don't have anything to say about it. Period. That's what Nocera was. They conveniently sealed those records. They're afraid it'll come up again. Well, I'm bringing it up now. This has already happened in the past recently. Here we go again. These people need to be permanently put in their place. Now, I hope it don't come to a shooting war, but I can tell you right now that I'd put those rangers up against any kind of so-called professionals any day of the week. Now, you add to that that there are people that I heard from all over the country heading that way with arms. They're ready to go. They're tired of it. They've had enough. And this is basically not a situation where you got a loose cannon, some idiot with a itchy trigger finger that wants to shoot somebody, but people who are trained, people who know how to conduct themselves, people who are not going to fly off the handle and be stupid, but people who are going to succinctly attack the situation in whatever format that is, you know, allowed. They're going to try to keep it peaceful, but they're also going to stand there with a loaded weapon saying, no, you don't. You touch that cow and I shoot you in the ass. Pretty much. I mean, I don't like, forgive my profanity, but that's basically what you have to understand is that we're on the battlefield. The fight, the war is real. Ask a vet who's been in foreign combat, gone for a year, comes back and the country's changed. What do you mean they did this? What, are they out of their minds? I wasn't fighting for this. Same thing's true of each and every last war. You go away for a while, you come back, and everything's new. My God, what happened? You know, who screwed it up? And that's the way it's been going. So I hope it don't turn into some kind of a big war, but if it does, I pray for the good guys. Hope the good guys win. I think they will. Next.
Along the same lines, is the fight going on at the Nevada Ranch legitimate, or do you think it could be a trap for the militia?
No, it's legit. I did some checking on it, and it's legit. The records that I found outside of what you get, you know, from some kind of blurb on the Internet tells me that it's legit. Now, here's the situation. I would hope to see several hundred people show up. As I said, professionals. They can be part of a militia or not, doesn't make me any difference, but be on the side of the good guy who is the landowner. These standoffs, this wouldn't be the first standoff that the government's run up against. I would hope that this would be something that, because it's, I mean, it was on Fox News three or four times today, and I don't believe that it's a good situation, but at some point or another, you can't forget about it. And figure that the only thing that's going to win is the turtles. Well, I'm sorry, but that ain't the way this is supposed to be. We're supposed to be sovereign enough to win all the time as people, as human beings. We're supposed to be able to not have to use weapons between us to resolve things. You're supposed to have a discussion. You're supposed to, if you can't decide, you find somebody with the wisdom who can put down, you know, well, okay, how about this much of this and that much of that? Well, I don't like what, I didn't ask you if you liked. How about can you live with? Well, I don't like it. I didn't say you liked it. Don't have to like it. Don't care about you liking it. this is something that has to be rectified. The federal government has to understand, no matter what kind of games they play, that we the people are going to be right there. They have to understand that we're no longer going to take it. That it's, you know, it's time to quit acting like you're born in America, covering up all your life. Bullshit. Stand up. Stand free of the system as much as possible. And become a stand-up person. Become that individual people look up to. That don't mean that you'll be in charge, but you might be a heavy influence. And it's simple. I don't think this is right, so it's time to change it. You don't need to, I mean, if you looked at some of the things that have been required of the people that were trying to formulate a non-profit organization, and the IRS screwed them over and kept screwing them over and still is to this day, then you begin to understand that they think they're all-powerful little Hitler gods of some sort. And can do anything they want. Eric Holder, on his watch, in his department, international arms trafficking to crooks that have actually killed our people. What does it take to arrest somebody? Come on, guys. I mean, you know, that tells me that the whole justice system don't work. It's broke. That tells me that you can't expect justice from it. Well, That means that you got to send, you just can send people in that are armed and are willing to stand there and say no, basically. And what I don't see another option. If you do, I'd love to hear it, but I don't see one. This man's been fighting these people legally for 10 years. I mean, you know, eventually the well's going to run dry and you won't be able to fight anymore. Then they come in and say, okay, you're done. See ya. I mean, you need to have the sovereignty of the security in your person and papers and property, not to have to worry about the government being stupid like this. And this is what this is about. Where are our rights? I mean, what is your right? I mean, you know, what do you mean the government says that they're going to be doing this and doing that to us? Well, no, they ain't. We're going to take them down. Might be the hard way, but we're going to take them down. And this needs to be everybody's understanding. Now, I hope there's a lot of people out there following with us. It'd work better with more people you got. I mean, if you got 1,000 guns and you're standing over there telling the feds, leave, they might get the picture that it might be best for their general health to leave. If you only get 20, it may not work so well. Then somebody on the other side might take the initiative and pull the trigger. And that's going to start a bloodbath. Guarantee you it will. But hopefully we can avoid that. However, this is not the first arm, will not be the first or the last armed standoff. Next.
Militia are saying the BLM is covering up the real deal regarding the Nevada ranch. It's more about Agenda 21 and fracking.
Well, that's the same sort of, the same ideology, yes. Basically, I want to say that the government, Bureau of Land Management, has been screwing Indians, originals, and other people for years. Well, it's time to make them quit it, and that's basically what this is about from our standpoint. Now, if you want to take that to the next level in terms of getting down to where it basically resides, we have a sovereign right to be secure in our person, our papers, and our property. That the federal government, state government, nobody else has the right to go taking things, period. Until they get that idea, we might have to be nasty to them. Hopefully that won't happen, but it's a possibility. I mean, I'm not going to put it past anything.
Right. Why did the Army take away the Apache helicopters from the National Guard, Drake?
Well, you got to understand that the National Guard is at the disposal of the governor, and they don't want you to be on an equal footing with active military. Pretty simple. They want to be in charge through force if necessary. There's also the matter of trust that some crazy person wouldn't take one of those choppers and use it the wrong way. You got to remember that part. Oh, we're going to be flying over that guy's house that took a shot at me that time. But I wonder what one of these missiles would do to his place. That sort of stuff. You can't just go off stupid. That's part of it. Now, the other part is that the military has a problem. They're wearing things out. Anybody who's not been in either an extraordinary jungle environment or an extraordinary desert environment has no idea how hard it is on equipment. In a moist environment, you got water in there all the time, eating its stuff. Iraq and Afghanistan, you got sand and dust all the time, eating its stuff. And it wears things out at an extraordinary rate. It just does. Where you got the median, in other words, you got a winter and you got a summer and it's not too dusty and it's not too wet, that's a big difference. That may be hard on something, but instead of getting the 10, 15 years that you could get out of something ordinarily under the winter-summer routine, you go over to where you're in blowing dust all the time or it's always wet and you get maybe 5 years. So you have to understand that there, you know, that's part of it. The other part, like I said, is safety reasons, and I am inclined to agree with them. Okay?
Right. The next two, I'll combine two questions. There was a report on the internet about cabal reptilians and that ships will land on April the 25th, and the higher self of George Herbert Walker Bush is Archangel Michael. Do you think this is a possibility that the Cabal are going to stage a version of Project Bluebeam or not?
No. First of all, they don't got the capability. That should be well known. Now, because people have reptilian DNA in them, and this is comes from ancient crossbreedings, they can activate that. If you feel animalistics coming up over the next few days, and you're running games with your attitude with that, that's what it is. Most people will have the full capability and to control that. A few won't. There's going to be some people go off here and there. Well, so be it. Most of the people that get fully activated are already under the spell of it anyway. This is some of our politicians and financiers and people in certain sensitive positions that they shouldn't be in. But the other part of this is that you got to remember, we got to clean up our backyard in order to be ready for the transition. As this transition comes up, all of those things go away. In other words, something that's evil cannot stand to be around something that is righteous. Just that simple. The analogy, the example of the candle, little candle, where you put a candle on their basket, you take that basket off that candle, look how much darkness flees the light, basically is very accurate. In other words, the more your light shines, the less likelihood you're going to be to run across such problems. Now, as far as invasion, they no longer have the forces capable. They would love to be able to have those forces ready to go, but the good ETs decided to have a barbecue, and guess who was the subject of the barbecue? So, no, they can't do it. Next.
Right. What would happen if Ascension or transition hits before the financial changes, Drake?
It won't. It's an interrelation. In other words, that's part of the mess we need to clean up here so that we don't have those types of problems on a social basis. In other words, antisocialism, antisocial between countries, peoples, belief systems. We have to rectify as much of that as possible to the truth. And the truth of the matter is that nobody has the right to violate another's rights. Pretty simple. That's true of countries, that's true of militaries, that's true of everybody. So as we tend to rectify that, then we will become more of a truth in legal application, and not just a force of legal application, but we take this within ourselves, internalize it, and make it a part of our lives so that we act correctly as much as we're able to do. That's the object. Then you're more ready to become an angel. Pretty simple. Next.
Is the ideal population for a planet closer to 500 million? Are there plans to relocate people to other planets in order to maintain a more sustainable number on Earth after we regain our freedom and learn the truth of our existence?
Yes, but we're going to need a lot of hands and some advanced technology to clean this place up. We made a pretty good mess of our nest. And after that, after some of that's done, then the transport will be made available for people who want to do their own thing their own way on a pristine planet. I mean, it'd be kind of neat, if you think about it, being able to go to another planet and set up shop. Wow, man, we got purple plants far out, you know, that sort of thing. It would be really interesting to see some of this. Next.
Yes. What do you make of Cabalists of different levels acting and speaking in public as though nothing is going on? Do they think something is going to come and save them?
No, they think they're untouchable. Most of the people don't believe that anything that we do is of any consequence or will amount to anything. Most people say that we don't have the capability. Most people don't believe that it is, most of these people don't believe that they can be touched. I have personally been on missions where I snatched people from very high dimensions by the throat and other places, depending on how they acted, and they just went nuts. You can't touch me. What's the matter with you? You don't put your hands on me. You want to bet? Come here, dude. You know, come with me, boy. And you'd be amazed. You're going to be amazed. Everybody is. As to how many people go, we never thought it that would happen. That can't be. It is, Nancy Pelosi. Hello. You get to meet Bubba in the female form. I hope you enjoy yourself. You know, there is a combination of justices involved, poetic and otherwise. And these people are going to meet their maker abruptly. It's not going to be something that's going to be nice. Within 2 weeks' time, everything can be done.
Cool.
Are the good guys behind the Constitutional Congress?
Yes. They probably want a lot of elaboration on that, but I'm not going to do it. Not yet.
Okay.
I'd expose people if they...
Yep. Free energy devices made in Taiwan, Project NSearch. Can our government stop us from buying these, Drake?
Well, of course. Prohibit the...
Yep.
Prohibit them from being imported. Well, let's see here now. I'm going to make a suggestion. If somebody wants something bad enough, do you think that the drug cartels could probably smuggle it in? Think about it. You know, I mean, they're able to bring truckloads of people from places that are not supposed to be here, South America, China, they're all over the world, coming through our southwest border. Well, if they can do, if that can be done, then I would suggest that a device, I'll say, about the size of the of a couple of good-sized suitcases put together, I would imagine they could probably get that done. I would imagine that, let's put it this way. I know of several airports on the coasts in our country that are not monitored, period. And certain crooks use them all the time for things. So if they can do it, I know of several. We could, you know, I'd fly in and drop our cargo and go get another load. Next.
What are your thoughts on saying the word Hugh, H-U, out loud? I've heard that if you say it really drawn out and that it vibrates your head, it helps you connect to source and also aids in personal protection. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's one. You have a bunch of things called mantras, and you have a bunch of sayings, and this is the nats that go to different things and do the different things for an individual. Basically, decide, first of all, the intent and purpose that you're doing this for. Number two, do it with everything you got, with the expectation that you'll realize what you have decided it should be. You can use the psychic law of cause and effect if you want. The Nam-myoho Renge Kyo series is accurate. It works. They give you a set of beads to go with it so that you can say it the number of times that there are beads. And I'm not going to tell you how many beads, but I've done it, and it works. It also works without any mantra or anything at all. Simply decide that you can.
Intent.
People heal because they believe they can. And you're believing. You've got two forms of that. I've tried to express this. One is the mental ascension to the understanding of an idea, be that a shovel or whatever it is. The second one is where you manifest or make real out of nothing at all something that's not possible to be. Now, that could be a shovel, drink of water, contact with higher ups in terms of the hierarchy in the dimensions. It varies. Whether you'll be able to talk directly to the source or not is questionable. That entity does not generally have conversations with anybody. And the other part is that you have to be able to understand what you hear. And I use the word hear loosely. So, you know, study the language of angels. Learn to speak it. Learn what it means. Learn how to automatically have your brain translate it to something you can understand. You'll get impressions, visions, feelings, and all kinds of things otherwise, and you may not understand them properly. So it takes some work on the individual. The individual has to invest themselves into this to make it work, basically. That's the key, okay?
Well, next question runs along the same lines. Are your intentions is what you want in life or what you need in life?
Neither one. Your intention is your decided end result of what you're doing. Your intent to accomplish X, whatever that may be. You have to combine intent and purpose in order to come about with the full realization of the capabilities that you have. The control of any situation, the control of any object, the capability to advance yourself beyond what you're capable of, and you'll recognize this. You'll be going beyond yourself, and you're going, well, I never went to school for that. I know that, but I do know it. You know, you come up and you say, oh, you just need to take the blue wire off, take the red wire off, and switch them. You'd be fine. And, you know, how many people can do that? Not many. This is a part of learning your capabilities. This is a part of being able to open yourself to higher levels of existence in the manner in which you can benefit by it and thereby benefit others, basically. Next.
Is the latest outbreak of Ebola an operation of the cabal?
Absolutely. Ain't nothing spreads like that way without it being purposeful and or done intentionally. They've been trying to do something like that forever, and they keep coming up with new strains. It's look at this woolly booger. It bites everything, even itself. You know, let's turn it loose and see what it does. Well, there you go.
Right. Would a base number 12 system work better for us than using base 10 numbering?
Depends on the application. Six base was the Phoenician, part of the Phoenician, and part of where you get your cuneiform codes. Six base also deals with time. You can use a trinary base. The base 10 system is fine, except the reason it was done was so that they could bring in the bastard measurements known as metrics. Metrics are not valid, put it that way. Next.
How do you break through hypnosis subliminal messages if you don't even know you are hypnotized? Interesting question.
I would suggest you get into some decent and heavy meditations.
Yeah.
When you start getting into that, certain things will be made known to you. Why can't I should be able to do this, but I'm not able to, and I wonder, okay. And then you start searching yourself. When you start searching yourself for specifics, then these things become obvious and you can deal directly with them. It's very easy to break a hypnosis because hypnosis goes to the subconscious, and the subconscious can be told what to do by your conscious. Just that simple. Next.
Right, we have two more minutes. Drake, what do you do practice to keep yourself in balance spiritually, keep up your vibration when faced with all this negative, dark stuff?
You want me to answer that in 2 minutes? okay, well, how about this? Basically, I do everything that I know to do to cause myself to be balanced. Then to go along with that, I crank my light up so bright that the darkness can't get any place near me. That's pretty much the answer.
Yes. Right, let's see if we can fit in one more question. You mentioned, Drake, you mentioned that around 80 to 90% of law enforcement are good guys. I don't think you did say that, but then, then why don't they seem to be doing much to stop gun confiscations and foreclosures then?
Well, they're in the same stuck place we are. You can't fight City Hall. There's so many of the bad guys that it seems like you'd be wasting your time or putting yourself in jeopardy or for whatever reason. I mean, there's a lot of excuses not to take actions. That's like, hold my beer and watch this. Well, if everybody would do that all at the same time, this country could be rectified in 2-3 days at the most. And I would say, get her done.
Right. Okay. Final question for you. Somebody's asking from Cosmic Voice, are we going to have David Wilcock on the show?
I'd love to. I've been talking to him and haven't got him to a point where he's able to appear yet. As soon as he is and is willing to do so, we'll have him on the show. Okay?
Good. Right. Thanks for that, Drake. Very interesting show tonight. We'll be back next Thursday. My name's Thomas Williams. Please listen to the words of this last song. Bye for now.
what's your stand?